Hallelujah. Are you excited for the word this morning?
Yes.
I am very excited. I'm starting a new series this morning, and I have entitled it Reaching Further. Reaching Further, it's all about making progress every area of your life. A human being has different lives, even though it's one person. You need to make progress in your financial life. You need to make progress in your spiritual life. Are you listening? There are so many areas that make you you. You are not just a spiritual person. And the church is not just about spirituality, even though that is the core of what we do. But a human being has diverse dimensions. Your core is your spirit. And then you have a soul. And then you live in a body. And every single part of those areas needs to experience progress. Do you understand? Progress is very important. As a matter of fact, lack of progress is a sign of death. If a person is running, for example, and they get shot, and the bullet goes straight for their heart, I'm sure you will agree with me that immediately they will stop running. They will fall. And that will be the end of it. That's why I'm saying progress is a sign of life. And lack of progress is the surest sign of death you can never find. If you want to know if an area in your life is living or dead, check the progress level in that area. Am I making progress? The reason why I'm excited about this series is because this series is the will of God for your life and my life. The desire of God is that you will move forward. The desire of God is that every single area of your life will flourish. The Bible says, whatever he does, prospers. It means whatever you touch is supposed to move forward. Are you listening to me? This series is going to be a blessing for you. It's going to awaken those of us that have fallen asleep. And it's going to spur into action those of us that are already moving. Because the intention is that you will reach further. Are you listening?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Stagnation is not the will of God for your life. As a matter of fact, anything that stagnates stinks. The reason why we don't feel comfortable swimming in lakes is because the waters of lakes does not move. The water you left yesterday is still there today till tomorrow. And that water, after some time, begins to decompose itself because it's not flowing. And it starts smelling. The reason why you easily swim in rivers is because even though those rivers have been around for zillions of years, the water is not the same. Actually, the moment you step your foot in the water that you touch when you step your foot has just changed. Anything that stagnates stinks. And every time something starts stinking, it chases people away. When a marriage stagnates, it starts stinking. When a business stagnates, it starts stinking. People run away from it. When a life stagnates, it starts thinking. You start losing friends just now. You start losing opportunities. The purpose of this teaching is to bring life back into your world. I said it's going to bring life back into your world. You will see the possibilities that are still there are waiting for you. Say with me, I am reaching further. There is a further ahead of you. Wherever you are right now is great. I don't take it lightly, but I promise you, there is a place called further. And the purpose of this series is to unlock your furtherness. To get you out of any sleep you might have found yourself into. God believes in progress. God always takes you from point A to point B. He told the Israelites, come with me to Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3. He said to them, you have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north. You have made your way. Many of us have made our way around certain things. You know your way around it. You have found a way to survive around something you should overcome. You turn around it every year. It's the same roller coaster event. And we are almost closing out on 2019, and the mountain is the same. You have made your way. I didn't make a way. You made a way around this mountain long enough. People of God, listen to me. Even God gets tired when you are into something long enough. And in South Africa, we have some who say, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. When you hear South African tell you, I am enough, run for your life. And they say, I am enough. South African don't say it's enough, they say, I am enough. When he says, I am enough, he's not saying that he is enough by himself. He's telling you that I'm tired. Run. Now, God wants you this morning to say, I am enough of this. Turn north. You are turning north from this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I say you are turning north in the name of Jesus. Amen. By the time we are done on this series, some of you will go back to your drawing boards. And you will revive things that you have shattered. You will bring back life by God's grace into certain dreams that you have already killed. And God is going to move you just a step further. You will reach just a little bit further. I say you're going to reach just a little bit further. You're going to reach. You're going to reach further by God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah. How many of you feel I have been on this mountain long enough? Yes, there are things like that. You can sense yourself that, look, this one is enough now. It's enough. Can I tell you something? Anything about your life that you use for a long time, it gets tired of you. Your clothes, you bought them, but they can check out on you anytime. The moment they are tired of you. You will be walking in the mall, you just say, park. I'm enough. Then you start hiding. The plate you bought, it looks white when you bought it. Now it's turning maroon. The plate is saying, I am enough. When are you going to change me? Every single area of your life gets tired after some time. And it wants a break. And God wants you as well as a human being this morning to enter the realm of progress. To come out of stagnation. Where every time we come near you, we know what we're going to smell. And I'm here to tell you, there is a higher level that God wants to take you into, if you are interested. As a matter of fact, progress is your birthright as a child of God. A Christian is entitled to make progress naturally. Just by virtue of you being a child of God, you are supposed to make progress. And I want to take you to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18. Can we go there together? The Bible says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining how? A little bit louder.
Bright time,
much louder.
Bright time,
the louder you can.
Time,
do you see when you said brighter and brighter the first time, you thought that's all you can say? But do you see what you just said now? Even saying brighter, you can say it louder. If you just get a little bit push. If you get pushed just a little bit, you'll be amazed at what can come out of you. Let's go back in the verse. The Bible says the path of the righteous. A righteous person is not a person who's not sinning. No. A righteous person is a person who gave his life to Jesus Christ. So you are not righteous by your actions. You are righteous because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross for you. Are you listening to me? So you are not a righteous person this morning because you are no more lying. You might actually see that there's still a bit of lie in your life still. But that is not what makes you a righteous person. If that can help you, myself, sometimes I hit some few lies there and there. Oh, now you're quiet. Because you're thinking I'm Jesus. I'm not. You must understand that we are all fighting the flesh. We are all fighting the flesh. And I hope this can help you. I'm not pretending to you. From time to time, I also lie. And then I go and repent. The same way you also do it. Tell your neighbor, pastor is just normal. Pastor is normal, please. Yeah. Those of you who want Mr. Jesus, Jesus is in heaven. Yeah. We are here, normal people that Jesus picked by his grace, not by our effort, it's by the grace of God that I am standing on this platform. If it wasn't by the grace, I wasn't going to be here. So I am not righteous because I do everything right. I am righteous because Jesus did everything right. And I have chosen Jesus Christ. Are you with me so far? So say with me, I am a righteous person. Hallelujah. Brother, say it. I am a righteous person. Listen, when I ask you to say something, you must say it. And I can see some of you when you don't speak. Say, I am a righteous person. Hallelujah. Now listen to what the Bible says about a righteous person. The Bible says the path of a righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Your path means your way. This is the direction your life is going. The direction your life is going, listen to me from today. If you can believe God, your life is not going up and down. And I know many times we say, yeah, I know. You know, it is how it's up and down. The Bible doesn't say it's up and down. It is man telling you it's up and down. It is not God telling you it's up and down. The Bible says it's up and up and up and up and up and up. Why? Listen. Even when it's down, it's up. What I mean is by the time it's done, you will be at a higher place than you were by the time it started. So it's not down. It's up. An unrighteous person, when it goes up and goes down, it goes really down. He might never recover. But the Bible talks of a man by the name of Job. It went up, and it seems like it was going down. But the Bible says when the Lord turned the captivity of Job, he had twice as much as before. So he ended up being higher than he was before the challenge. So it's not up and down. It's up in here, up in here, up in here, up in here, up in here. Your new name is brighter and brighter. I say your new name is what? Tell your neighbor your new name right now. Tell them your new name. This is my new name. Don't call me that other name. My new name from today. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Brighter and brighter and brighter. Yes. By the time we are done, by God's grace, something is going to break. Something is going to break in your life. In your marriage, in your business, in your studies, brighter and my God, brighter and brighter. This is the cure to fear, because many of us, when something starts going a little bit good, the devil comes and says, "Oh, how long? For how long?" It seems to be going good now, but prepare yourself. It's about to change. You see the way he loves you? Prepare yourself. Hey, you know how men are. Oh, the business is doing well this year. Prepare yourself for next year. No, my Bible says, brighter and brighter and brighter. The only preparation is preparation for more, not less. That's the only preparation you must be involved in. Don't believe the lies of Satan. He will kill your dream for you. It's brighter and brighter. The Bible says the scriptures cannot be broken. When God says something, he settles it. Your path as a righteous lady is brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. It will never go down if you believe that scripture. It will never go down. When it looks like it is going down, people will be amazed. By the time you are done, or by the time God is done, the storm has turned into the sunshine. Darkness has turned into a brighter light. We call this progress. Progress. A second scripture I want to show you to explain to you why you must desire reaching further. So that, because whatever you expect is what you receive. Ever since I came across this scripture, I changed my mind about my life. Satan used to cripple me with fear. And he would say to me, "Yo, things are going well, but prepare yourself. They're about to change." This scripture tells me they will only change for the good. Are you with me?
Yes.
Let's look at a man who experienced brighter and brighter and brighter. I'm taking you somewhere. Just stay with me. A few more minutes. Let's go to Genesis 26, verse 12. The Bible says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land." Which land was this? This was what the Bible calls a land of famine. The Bible says a terrible famine hit the land where Isaac was living. And Isaac was about to leave that land to go to another place. Are you listening?
Yes.
He wanted to go down to Egypt. And the Bible says God appeared to him. And God says to him, "Isaac, don't go anywhere. Stay in this land. And sow a seed in this land." Brothers and sisters, running away is not always the solution for progress. Just because things are not working out in Lidak, you might be thinking, if I go to Joburg, do you see, my things are going to start working. And many of us are under the impression that changing locations is a proof of progression. Change of location does not always equate progression. Actually, sometimes change of location is regression. By the time you are done moving, go and ask Lot. Lot moved a location to another. He lost everything. Some of you have lost everything just by changing from the house you are renting to another house. You change, you lost everything. Some people even lose their lives by making that wrong move. So change of location is not always equating to progression. I hope I'm preaching to you now. Except if the Lord commands for you to move, don't move. Because it is not a change of location that necessarily means a progression. It is obedience to God's instructions. Obedience to God's instructions. God told him, "Stay and sow." In other words, sometimes it's not running away. It's sowing in the land. That brings the progress. Are you listening? So Isaac sowed in that land. And the Bible says in the same year, it was an instant miracle. The same year. Some of us have been waiting for the result for years now. But how about you sowed in the same year in a land that is barren, and in the same year, you are getting 100-fold return. How many of you can sense a progress right there? In fact, this is a testimony. Amen. Like if you say testimony time, you will come and say, Lord have mercy. Amen. The man standing in front of you is a real man of God. Amen. I was about to go down to Egypt, but then I heard from the Lord. And the Lord said to me, remain in the land and sow your seed in the land. And guess what? I obeyed the words of the Lord and I sowed my seed in the land. And guess what the Lord had done for me right there, right now. It would be a powerful testimony. And many of us will stop there. The Lord has given me 100-fold. I mean, it will take you a lifetime to deal with 100-fold. That's more than enough. Not when you are a woman of progress. The Bible says he got 100-fold. But God started. Look, sometimes when you are thinking you have arrived, God is just starting. I'm telling you. Listen to me. You are thinking this is it. God has just started. Listen, the guy got 100-fold and then God bless him. Now see what starts happening. Go to the next verse. And the man waxed great. So he got 100-fold. And you will think 100-fold is enough. But behind 100-fold was the great waxing. Behind becoming 100-fold blessing, there was a capacity to wax great. So I get 100-fold. I'm now at this level. Then after I get 100-fold, I get the blessing of the Lord. I'm now at this level. Now I get the blessing of the Lord. I'm waxing great. Can you see progress? After I was great, I went forward. That is another level. Some people never go forward. The man starts here in a land of famine. There's nothing. He obeys a simple instruction, sows a seed, gets 100-fold. And some of you will stay there for your rest. I mean, you say, yes, I said, I have arrived. The man says, no, let me push a bit further. I get the blessing. Then after I get the blessing, I wax great. After I wax, I'll go forward. After I go for the baths, he grew. After he grows, the Bible says, he became very great. Can you see progression in the life of this man? Can you see change of levels in the life of this man? Can you see that every dimension is greater than the previous dimension? Why are you staying in the same spot? Meanwhile, God has something greater for you. The man became great. But now the man has become very great. I have said this in this church before. I'm going to say it again. Somebody's floor is another man's ceiling. And somebody's ceiling is another man's floor. When you enter a multi-story building, every level is a floor for you. But that floor for you, the person under that level, it is his ceiling. When he looked up, he says, oh, this is it. Meanwhile, the person on the other level, when he looked down, he said, no, this is just my starting point. So, your ceiling can be another man's floor. Your ceiling. This thing you have made your ceiling, this is, you see, this thing is the ceiling. Can I shock you? If you go up now, you'll see that there's a floor on top there. Right here. It looks like a ceiling hole. But there is a floor on top there for somebody else.
I see you reaching further in the name of Jesus Christ.
You are reaching further. You are reaching further. You are reaching further. Ah, you are reaching further. I'm not saying you haven't done something. Actually, this message is not for people who haven't done anything. This message is for people who have achieved something. They have done something. But I'm here to tell you, what you have done is not the end. There is a higher level you can reach if you're interested. There's a higher level. Now you will think that becoming great is the end. Not for Isaac. Isaac hasn't still reached. After becoming very great, as you can see, he is still not there. Give us another one. The same Isaac is hitting harder now. For he had possession of flock. You see, until you start possessing things, not things possessing you, you possessing them. Many of us don't possess things, they possess us. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, great store of servants. You and me, our stores are stores of canfish. Oh, Pastor, I hear what Isaac did. But how does that relate with me? It relates with you in a big way. Go to Galatians chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 28. Let's look at it together. Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Hallelujah. Now, you, tell your neighbor, you. Where now? You heard me talk about Isaac, and it's so far from you. You, like Isaac. Isaac sowed a seed. Every great progress involves man participation. You cannot progress by default. You have a role to play in anything God is doing with your life. You can't just sit there and sell for free. There is a price you and I must pay. Everything begins with Isaac sowing a seed in an impossible situation. Then after he sowed the seed, he received in the same year a hundredfold. Receive as a sower, write that down. Receive as a sower. Give and it shall be given to you. Receive as a sower. And if you haven't received, you haven't sown. And the Lord bless him. God must bless you now. Amen. I said, God must bless you now. That's why I call the Titus here every end of the month to speak blessings on them. And I'm begging you, please believe in those things. Believe in them from the depths of your heart. Believe that a man can be elevated by God's blessing. As a matter of fact, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes a person rich. It is not the effort of man. It is the blessing of the Lord on you that makes you rich. It is the blessing of God. Hallelujah. I remember when God spoke to me 2 years ago. I was at my place of work. I was standing there. And it's like I saw a tree trying to come out of the ground. It was pushing to come out. And the tar road was resisting, you know, coming out. And the thing was pushing. And it broke out. And the Lord says to me, next year is your year of breaking forth. Amen. That's how that year became our year of breaking forth. And if you look around, we broke forth indeed. We came out of this place. And it's been every year new things. This year, explosive growth. If you look around, that's exactly what you see. Everywhere. When God wants to bless you, he has no respect of protocol. God will break every protocol and bring his blessing and place it on you. Whoever wants to die, let them die. I'm telling you. Some of you, God is going to shock your family. He's going to shock them. They won't believe it is you. The you they know to be you. It has become this you. They shall see it. Hallelujah. Then the next verse 14, I want us to quickly sum up there. And the Bible says, and he had possessions of flock. You shall have possessions. God blessed me with a job, and God answered 1,000 prayers by giving me one job. There are certain things God does for you. After he does it, you will never ever be a concern for anybody. I've never had to call somebody, can you do this for me? I'm talking about my family. Can you do this for me? Never. Ever since God landed on my case, it's finished. Many of your prayer points now, you think there are many, they just need one answer. One answer capitalizes all of that. One blessing of God turn a man into an envy. One blessing. If I were you, I would seek God with all my heart. If I were you, I would stop playing church. If I were you, I would take prayer very seriously. If I were you. Because it's only God's voice that can cause a man to rise. Amen? Amen. So we saw that this is your blessing. Tell your neighbor, my name is brighter and brighter and brighter. This morning, because of time, please allow me to introduce you to enemy number one. Your past achievements. Write down. If you like, call it your last success. The last good thing you did can easily become the tombstone. Communicating. Yes. Your last success. Tell your neighbor your last success. The last thing we clap for you. The very last thing we clap. We clap for you the last time. You remember the last time we clap? Yeah. Your last success might end up becoming your only success. May God forbid, that shall never be your story. That your enemy number one is your last achievement. The last great thing you did, my sister, can easily become the end of your journey. This is why many people don't go another brighter. Because the moment it shone a bit brighter and people clap a little bit for you, you forgot yourself. And you forgot where you are going. A small clapping. And he stopped running. Oh, you know, I like the way you did that little thing. Wow, it was so great, man. You are a great guy. And then you also take it in. And you believe it. I'm great. And you cut your life short. The last great thing you did can end up becoming the only thing you will ever do. Can I shock you this morning? Applause can become your sleeping pills. Be careful of applause. Some applause become sleeping pills. After the applause, you fall asleep. Sometimes never to wake up again. It is not always bullet that kill people. Applause can kill a dream. So my father in the ministry, when he is preaching and he says something, people clap, say, no, please don't clap on this one. Don't clap. Because there are certain things he doesn't want you to clap because you are clapping before the time. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this. Not that I have already obtained all this. Or have already been made perfect. Paul is saying, guys, listen. I'm very far from perfection. I know you guys can't believe the things you see me do. But I'm far from perfection. I have not obtained all I'm supposed to obtain. I'm far. He says, but this is what I do. I press on. No matter what I achieve, I keep pressing on for more. To take hold of that which Christ took hold of me. Meaning, I'm not interested in people's applause. I'm interested in heaven's applause. It is heaven that can actually tell me if I'm doing well. This is bad news for people who compare themselves with other people. Bad news. Because you are using a kilometer, heaven is using a kilometer to compare you. And the person that you are comparing yourself with, heaven is using a centimeter. We don't have the same ability. When you compare yourself with another person, and because you saw that you did better, you say, I think I'm okay now. What is heaven saying? To whom much is given, much is required. This is why we stop before the time. The applause. The applause. You stop pressing. You stop pressing. You know, I'm so shocked how a kiss, just a kiss, can take a girl out of school. She moved from grade 8 to grade 9 with power. Grade 9 to grade 10 with power. Now she's in grade 10 and a Zulu boy. If it was a Frenchman, I was going to say at least the French man is bringing a French kiss. But it's a Zulu kiss. It's a Zulu kiss. Before you know it, she throws that book away. And she takes the other book, she throws it away. Hey, I don't need this. Do you know who I am? People are kissing me. You come here, talk about mathematics. You're talking about physics. People are kissing me good. A kiss. Just one kiss. You are laughing. But this is what is getting our daughters out of school. A kiss. A person who was running nice. One little, you look nice. That little compliment. That little applause. And her journey stops. Stops running. She stops running. She stops running. She stops running. It's an achievement for somebody to kiss you. Some people make smoking an achievement. You know, when he is holding that thing and he takes a position and it, all the wisdom is going out. It's as he's going, it's going. Then he takes another one. All the intelligence is coming out from this side. When he is done, he feels he owns the world. He enters another world. Even the way he walks. he has entered another world. And he owns all of us. It's amazing how this thing cut short your running. And then when you take your first zip, your friends say, yeah, come on, man, come on. Yeah, you're the man, you're the man, you're the man, you're the man. And you're zipping your life away. Your last achievement. The last great thing you did. These are the wrong ones, but there are good ones. There are good ones. You push hard and you got matric. And after you got matric, everybody couldn't believe it. Everybody is excited. You got matric? Wow! And I say, I always told you guys, you know, I'm the main thing in this family. This is it. I have arrived. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect. I press on. I press on. I press on. From today, you must press on. From today, you will press on. I don't know what has blocked you. I don't know what has stood on the way. But from this morning, I'm challenging you. Rise on your feet and press on. Press on. Press on. Press on. Press on. Press on. Kalaba shekele pala kala mandala bala kalaba. Press on. Press. The reason why you have to press is because there's resistance. You have to press. You got matric, so what? Go in varsity. Get a degree. So what? There is more. There is always more. There's always more. I said there's always more. Anything you have done, somebody has done something greater. Because there's always something greater. The key is to keep pressing. And your last achievement has a way. I always recognize people who have died in their last achievement. When they talk to you, guys, you know, back in 1977, In my youth days, you know, I used to do this and this. How come you always tell us about 1977? What about now? Why is it that when we want to celebrate, we need to go back to 1977? On your wedding day. Let's talk about the kiss one last time. Do you know that there is a kiss for which we celebrate you? There is a certain kiss. When you kiss that kiss, people shout, people scream, people celebrate. It's a kiss. But it's more than a kiss. Is an accomplishment. Your wedding day. I've never seen people kissing, applauding for a man for kissing on the street. Have you?
No.
That you found you kissing on the street. Wow, wow, great, great. Have you seen people applauding for somebody kissing in the restaurant? Just because you are kissing in the restaurant, the whole restaurant stand up and start clapping for you? But there is a place. And there is a day. And there is a time. When the man standing in front of you says, you may kiss the bride. When you kiss that kiss, the whole world. Do you know why? Do you know why we applaud you? It's because we know you had to press so many times, in so many ways. You press through your flesh. You press through poverty. You press through lack. You press through the pressure. You press, you press, you press, you press. Finally, you are standing there on that beautiful day. And can I tell you something? When you really reach your day, you cry. You actually cry. Because you don't know how to feel. When that thing actually happens, you don't know how to feel. Whether you should cry, you should smile, you should jump. It's mixed emotions. You don't know what to say. Because you never thought this day will happen. It has happened. It has happened. Like a dream of the night. You are here now. That is what is going to happen. But the key. Press. Anything good you've done, forget about it. It's done. You bought a house? That's it. Forget about it. You bought a house. There is more. You bought a car? All right. What car? Polo. Okay, is that why nobody sleeps in this house again? Because you bought Polo. You wake up in the night. Polo, polo, shakala, shaka, polo, 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 shaka, pala, polo, 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 shaka, pala, polo, polo, polo. Every night you wake up, you go and peep to see if Polo is still in the garage. Then you decide to go to Polo Kwane. I don't have a problem with you going to Polo Kwane with Polo. Come back and let's continue the journey. There is more to do. Come back and let's continue. Tell your neighbor, press on, press on, press on, press on, press on, press on, press on. Don't stop here. Don't stop now. No matter what you have achieved, if you want the light to keep shining, you need to keep pressing. Whatever got you where you are, you need to go back on the drawing board. That's why some of you must start studying again. You must go back to studying. You must go back to reading. You must go back to working hard. You cannot stay in the same spot forever. My God, my God, my God, my God. It's time for progress. Receive the spirit of progress in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Right where you are, begin to ask God to anoint you for progress. Anointing for progress. Anointing for brightness. Let foolishness come out of your life. How can you be so deceived to think that where you are is where you're supposed to remain? Whatever you have done, there is a higher level. There is a higher dimension. Somebody ask God for the grace to make more progress
in the ministry.
Yes, you have a few cells, but do you know what God can do through your life? Lord Jesus, I want to move further. I want to move further. I want to reach further. I can go further. I believe there is more that can come out of my life.
Somebody is praying that prayer.
Shalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal
my life. I believe there is more. The grace for progress.